down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
God damn it. I wish I was recording sooner, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast. I am your host, Joe Kay. After a very, very rainy and wet week five, I was not there. It was sad, but alongside Jeff Kroll, hello again, my friend.
Hey, Joe.
We have one guest. It was really rushed, but she's been here for a minute. Christina Nelson is here. Hello, Christina.
Hi, guys.
My favorite hand to hold.
Oh, it's the best.
Giggity. All right, so this is going to be a different type of podcast. Honestly, we don't have a ton of people here yelling and screaming. Part of that is I just was super busy with being traveling from work. So with that and the rain and nobody like sticking around to check shit out, it's a lot harder to do a podcast when nobody knows what the hell to talk about. So we'll go over the little bit we do know. Thanks to the six or seven of you that messaged me about their various games. So we'll talk about that along the way. And obviously some other events happened. So let's get right into it. Might as well just start off with it because I'm sure people are concerned. Jeff, so I leave for 1 week and, you know, things go to hell. Well, why don't you tell me
what
happened, bud?
Everything fell apart a little bit. I mean, people that played for us last year kind of remember there was an incident then as well, and it was very similar this past Saturday. We had a player who had a medical incident happen on the fields. Not like a collision or anything. You know, he just kind of collapsed. And, you know, it was a pretty serious incident, and this time we were a little bit more prepared, I'll say. We actually had the right equipment on hand. Of course, we always have a million medical people that play in the league, all these nurses that are just fantastic, and they all just flocked to the situation and helped out, and it was incredible to see. We're hoping the story kind of has a happy ending. I don't really have all the updates, but it seemed like the guy was kind of doing better by the end. I'm sure anybody that was there realized, you know, we had a bunch of ambulances drive onto the field and take this guy away. We'll try to get you all a better update when we have one, but at least things seemed like they were trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, I can confirm that they kind of found out, because he was on passing well intoxicated, so they kind of relayed to me that all of the tests that have been going over for him have been positive, trending in the right direction, so all good things. I heard a couple names, people started messaging me, even when I was in Boston, about everything going on, and this, the same names popped up from last time, like Amanda Scholes from well passing well intoxicated. I heard Ashley Bauer ran over there. Who else was helping out?
Heidi Weinborg from Not So Sticky was probably the first one there. She was just playing on the field right next to it. So they all got involved. There was a fourth girl, and I'm so sorry. I'm just blanking on who it was at the moment. But we'll make sure that we understand who everybody was that helped out and make sure that the league, you know, takes care of them, whatever that entails, because they really were heroes.
Again, unfortunately. The league definitely, we always say, you know, it takes care of itself in various other ways, and this is just another what-the-fuck moment where people step up and just save somebody they don't know. Or that they do know, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and a bunch of other people, like obviously the real heroes are like the nurses that know what they're doing out there and they step in. But so many other people kind of volunteered to say like, hey, you know, we'll wait in the parking lot, we'll direct the ambulances back here. We had Stoner Dave who was, you know, sprinting to, you know, bring the medical equipment from the bar down to the fields. Nice. Just everybody was asking like, hey, is there anything I can do? Is there any way I can pitch in and make this better? So, I mean, obviously a huge testament to the people that play in our league that we get such a reaction.
Yeah, so I just wanted to lead off with that because I felt like it's probably the most pressing matter in everybody's minds. So let's go move on to our guest. Hi, you need to bring it up here because everything right now is sad and depressing. So, Christina, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
We've never had you here before, right?
Never.
All right, never. Yeah. Why never?
First time, I don't know.
What's wrong with you? Why wouldn't we have you here?
I'm not sure.
Fair enough.
Why even ask me?
Well, I blame Lenny then. It's Lenny's fault, not my fault.
All right.
So how long have you been in the... Tell me your story. Where'd you come from? Like, how long have you been in this league? I feel like it's been since the beginning of time, so...
Probably 2014, 2015, somewhere in there.
Feels like that.
Yeah.
Who'd you come in with?
John Senn's team.
Okay.
It was Mike Hall, who played on that team. They needed a girl. He gave me a call, and I never left.
Yeah. Were still you playing here. Football before that, or was this just the, hey, no. come play football thing? Yeah. And you're like, hey, I love this shit.
Yeah, I was
shit.
Just like, oh, thank God, I can play.
Yeah.
I've always liked football, so, I mean, it was a good opportunity for me to come in, and the league's awesome.
So what other teams have you been on throughout the years?
I have stuck with all of Sen's teams throughout the years. So The Shit, which was Superheroes in Training.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Rico's Time Travelers, yes. I believe, was that other one. Mm-hmm. And then most recently, it was Show Me Them TDs.
Ah, okay, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's not here, so...
Yeah, he moved to Florida.
Oh, is that what happened?
I
never actually knew what happened to John.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, good for him. Good things, I see.
Yeah, I think so.
Congrats on a good life, whatever.
So, gotta move on, I guess, eventually, and, you know, ILF picked me up.
Yeah, why is that? Why did you decide that team is your team?
I had played with Baby Baker, okay. Alex, in case anyone doesn't know.
Well, there's multiple Baby Bakers.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, so many.
And
Dave does like to spread his seed.
And those are just the ones we know about.
Right.
And then Laura. On your
sure.
team over she introduced me to Andrew, and it all just kind of came together.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying it?
I like him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wish Andrew would throw me the ball more, though.
Yeah, you know, I get
end
that
this podcast. Can we end this right here and just make that the podcast?
Andrew,
that'd
I'm
be
just
amazing.
Kidding. I love
no,
you so
don't
much.
You just kid on him.
Listen,
he sent you here specifically to say what you were told to say.
You know, we struggled a little bit to, you know, figure out what we were doing, and I think he did a great job. And he threw to me a lot, so what, you know.
Well, you guys
I'm not mad about it.
You guys do seem to be doing better than the way the season started, so that's kind of
sure.
There's some reasons for that, though. We'll get to it when we get to that game.
I like you're just so right.
Foreshadowing.
It can't be Andrew got better at things. It has to be everything else went in their favor. It rained a lot. Never mind. I'm not going to say any of that stuff. So let's talk about those games. Let's get right into it. If you'd be so kind to read us the 9 o'clock scores.
I would love to. BDSM 22, Little Dubs 7. Steph Infection 38, Comosexual 16, The Ash Slinging Slashers, that one messed me up, 22, and The Vaginas 6.
The ass got you in a tongue twister there, who knew?
Yeah.
I don't know much about what happened, obviously, since I'm not here. This is going to be brutal. But I will just touch lightly on the Vaginas game, because I know that they started shorthanded, because I was gone, and then we have injured people. And
yeah, they were supposed to have Rags come in and play as a sub, and it's so funny. So Rags had a 10 a.m. game with Not So Sticky. And, of course, we get a text from him just a few minutes before the game, like, hey, guys, overslept, probably going to be like 15, 20 minutes late to your game. And we all thought, weren't you supposed to be subbing for Breakfast Club? So he absolutely just abandoned Vaginas accidentally. So
thanks, Rags. Way to go. So that happened. They started shorthanded, and, again, it just never worked out. Shout out to BDSM, who has really gotten it together. And, actually, Becca sent me notes on the game. I forgot about that. She's one of the ones who sent me a whole bunch of notes.
While you're pulling that up, I'll point out that just at 9 o'clock when all the Breakfast Club games are supposed to start, all of these teams had like 3 or 4 people. I mean, it was just everybody starting shorthanded because, you know, with the weather, whatever it is, just everyone was running late. So just an ugly start to football.
I love this. Becca is, by the way, so many fucking notes right now that she's going to probably have something to say every hour.
Let's hear him.
So 9 a.m. Breakfast Club, 122-7. Team was getting used to the wet balls in the first half. Second half came around, and we did not drop a single wet ball. Shout out to everyone for still making the game fun and exciting, even in the rain. Lots of slips and missed catches, but high spirits. Nigel was on fire, and Michael was very positive. Sean has his routes down now and makes quick calls, knowing his team.
Wow, that's a lot more positive than what she said about Lightning Falcons the other day.
She loves us.
We'll get there soon. So that was that. It obviously sounds like, but BDSM is definitely getting it together. I know Sean had a rough week one. He was a very mediocre quarterback, but since then he's been kind of okay. So I don't know what's changed in his life, but things seem to be going better for him. So that's where they're at. Steph Infection, 38, Comosexual 16. Steph Infection's just always good at this point. It just is what it is. I don't know what Steph does. She might be the best drafter in league history. We'll probably say it every week, but she deserves her flowers until she doesn't win.
I agree.
How many in a row should she have to win that we make sure she can't be captain anymore? Like just
or she needs some kind of punishment. Like we make her first round pick for her. You know, it's got to be something like that. Like we can let her captain, but she needs a severe handicap if she wins a third in a row.
All right, maybe that's what we'll look for. I love it. But yeah, so that was Breakfast Club. Whatever. We'll move on to 10 o'clock.
No Punt Intended, 27. Free Ballers, 23. Degenerate Sexy, 23. Bullet Club, 21. You got Passing While Intoxicated and Puckett All-Stars, which was the canceled
game. The game was called off.
Yep. Tater Tots, 20. Not So Sticky, 13.
Okay, before we get into anything, my only question about the game that we called off here, what are we doing about it? Are we just calling it a tie?
We're still working through that. I did send an email to the captains on Sunday and said, look, you know, whatever you guys want to do. We don't typically reschedule games. Obviously, this is a pretty big exception, and I think people understand that. So I've offered them a few time slots. We'll even set up that field five that we're not supposed to use, and we'll try to make up this game if we can.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. I was wondering how we're going to do that. Real quick, so Dave Marcus mentioned he messaged me about the Tots game that you haven't played in, so you can comment on this. So all he said was, Tots up by 7 with less than 3 minutes to go. Not So Sticky pulls a trick move with a pass and a quick lateral to avoid the tag, netting half the field. Moving quick, they get into the red zone. Rob Rumming's coming in clutch on defense in his season debut with the Tots on a rainy day to block Red Sox hat guy's catch. Who's Red Sox hat guy?
That's got to be Zach Jenkins.
That makes the most sense. Ending the game with a much-needed victory for the Tots. And then he also said, not sure if it should be mentioned, but obviously the medical emergency field stopped it. Stopped the game in the first half when the Tots had the ball in the red zone, but you guys like, agreed to just resume with like 5 minutes into the second half?
Yeah, we just said, look, let's, you know, we don't want to be massively behind schedule, but we did want to finish the game. So we just kind of picked a time, said, look, let's pretend there's 20 minutes left in this game from the second half, and just took it up from there.
Yeah. And that's
they were great about the whole situation.
Yeah, really, that's why I was mentioning it, because it's like pretty awesome of them to just say, yeah, we understand what happened. Cool, we'll just go with it here.
Yeah.
And it got them a 20-13 win, which kind of puts them back on track because it seemed like they're having a couple off weeks. I feel like they haven't been winning as much as they should be.
Sure. Right?
So, shout out to them. No pun intended, 27, Free Ballers, 23. Obviously, we were very, very distracted, or not at the fields at all at the game at this point. Free Ballers were close. I know that they had just gotten a new quarterback because Dylan tore his knee up pretty bad. So, they were wondering how it's going to go. They only lost by 4. That's kind of like problem.
Seemed like it went okay. The new guy's name is Jeff. I'm maybe saying it wrong. Jeff Beecham, I think.
Okay.
Seemed like a nice guy. And obviously to go up against no punt intended in your first game playing co-ed is not easy. But they made it close.
Yeah. So the Generation Sexy, 23, Bullet Club, 21. Another 2-point loss for my team when most of us weren't there. So we've lost 3 games in a row by a total of 5 points, which is super exciting. But either way, Scott Keller messaged me when I asked for stuff, and he said, well, all we did was get the ground game going just because of the rain. He's so hilarious. I love Scotty. But Langley gave me the rundown of we went down early to Generation Sexy, was doing really well, and Langley realized later, a little too late, that we needed to switch balls because I guess one was too slick, so they were dropping the ball a whole bunch. And what ended up happening was he switched the balls a little too late. They kind of made a comeback there, but not enough at the end. And, of course, with everything else going on, whatever, who cares? So that was super fun and exciting, and we whipped through it really quickly. 11 o'clock games, please.
Mavericks 30, no pun intended, 20. Buffalo Vice 44, Creekers 14, Long Balls 18, TMA 15, Blitzkrieg, how do you say that? Is that
Blitzkrieg,
right?
Yep.
Good enough. 27, back that pass up, 16.
All right. That's Christine. I assume you've watched all these games, and you can tell us everything about them?
Absolutely not.
What?
Yeah, no, I did not go to that field until I had to.
I don't blame you. What time did you get there anyway?
Probably about, I want to say 11:20. We were all under the bar.
I think everybody was hiding.
There were no
spectators this week.
And we didn't know how long. We know everyone kind of knew about the delay. Didn't know what field we were on yet, so we kind of waited until like the go-ahead. I showed up dry. Everyone else looked like drowned rats, so I was trying to stay dry for as long. As long as possible. So yeah, I didn't watch any of these games.
No, you're
nothing.
Fine. Don't worry about it. I was like putting people on the spot for no real reason.
We
have Rebecca notes. She reffed the back that pass up Blitzkrieg game where she said,
she reffed a lot.
Blitzkrieg was an extremely positive team for losing. Okay, Blitzkrieg 27, back that pass up 16. Becca, the fuck?
Get your shit together. How is she screwing up these podcasts when she's not even on it?
I feel so bad, but I don't care. It's funny. And they had multiple great plays. But the back that pass up had many, many picks initially, and that's what made them lose.
Does she have notes in there for our team?
Yeah, that's next.
Okay, I'm excited about that.
I can't wait to see everything about that. That's super funny.
Good for her, though. I mean, at least someone paid attention.
Gary Beesing chimes in with the TMA long balls. He says, TMA long balls was actually just a pretty standard game. Back and forth, nothing really interesting to report. I mean, it was 18-15 and poor green, so it is what it is. Buffalo Vice, 44. Creakers, 14. Vice has been in D4 for 100 years. Creakers is blatantly new and definitely probably shouldn't be in D4s.
Correct.
And that's where the 30 points come from. The most impressive one is Mavericks getting their shit together a little bit on defense to get MPI to only 20 points to give them their first loss of the season. So the Mavericks win, just again showing that D2 is going to just be insane every year.
Yep.
Or every week. Not even every year at this point. Yeah, that's about it. We're going to move right on to noon. Told you this was going to be quick, guys.
Legends 22, losing streak 19. Scared Hitless 26. Gray Hair Don't Care 23. ILF, which has many meanings. 43.
What's your favorite meaning?
What are all the meanings? Well, hold on, we'll get to
well,
it.
Well, I mean, we kind of made it up, so. Interdimensional Lightning Falcons is the proper name.
Well, you know, I didn't even type it all out, and you got it right.
Yeah.
Some
I know
people,
my team.
Some people I can type the whole thing on, they don't get it. It's crazy.
43, Goatsack 23, Two Tutties 40, Grass Eaters 20. I enjoy that name.
So from Corey Reed, the summary of the Tutties versus Grass Eaters, which was 40-22. Tutties went up 28-0 in the first half, and then all of a sudden they figured out some deep bombs in the second half to put some pressure on. The Nick Stutzman to Matt Darwin train continued. Matt caught 3 touchdowns on the day. He said it was a fun game that got closer in the second half, than I was comfortable with. Basically, they were doing okay, but Grass Eaters, of course, is not playing with their quarterback, so that's always going to be harder. And then when you add in the torrential downpours or whatever was going on. Shout out to the Tutties, though. They keep rolling along. Most importantly, Scared Hitless 26, Gray Hair Don't Care 23, Scared Hitless.
They're on the board. They got to win.
After being just shit on for about half a season, they get their first win against Gray Hair. They're finally playing the easier portion of their schedule. I think I was reading that they've literally played every really, really good team so far. So
that was their 0-3 start, was facing, you know, they had Sticky the first week and then losing streak and Legends. So that's pretty tough.
Who makes the schedules here? What an ass.
Some asshole.
Do you ever think about that when you're putting the schedule together?
No, not even a little.
Because it's just a pain in the dick.
If anybody ever cared to see how we put the schedule together, because I know people always have their like theories and stuff, I should like live stream it just so everyone can see how boring it is.
It's not great.
Yeah, it's not a lot of fun to do.
It sounds terrible. I wouldn't watch.
It's pretty much.
Ouch.
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't watch you play football.
You should.
How do you like that?
But you have.
Listen, we're talking about.
She was really good.
We're talking about paper pushing. That's terrible. Thank you guys for doing that, but it sounds awful.
Yeah, not.
I think it'd be more interesting when Topper was doing it because I know he was slamming bottles of wine.
Oh yeah, that was like a big drinking event for him.
Yeah, it was one of his things. One of those drinking home alones.
He'll get drunk.
He'll bitch that it takes 7 hours. He ends up adopting a dog or two along the way, and then it's everybody else's fault. He's really excited though because the corn roast is coming.
Yeah,
get the message.
Yeah.
So
I did get that message.
August 12th. I know it will be.
Yeah.
Is that? What are we doing in the wine tournament?
So we should talk about the wine tournament. We did have like a date with the winery, and I just don't know what it is off the top of my head. I'd have to look at my emails. But I think that it's the week before that, actually.
Yeah,
I think it's August 5th.
Yeah, I can't do math in my head.
Nobody listened to what I'm saying right now. But
that might be
it might be today, it might not.
So I was thinking about something. We were kind of casually mentioning not having awards in the summer, or in between awards. Take two, action. We were mentioning how we don't have awards after the spring
session. Correct.
What if we just did it at the wine tournament?
We could. I mean,
a half-assed one. Like,
yeah, you could do like a half-assed thing. Sure, you could do something like that.
Because that way, I feel like one of people's rightful complaints are that if they do really awesome in the spring,
doesn't get noticed.
Get noticed for the fall awards. So it's like, and the awards in the fall are pretty much not a like dual like a whole year thing.
No, so it's really just for the fall session. So spring session goes unawarded right now.
So even if we can't have like a middle of, you know, in between seasons powwow in the summer because everybody's got shit going on.
Yeah.
Maybe just at the wine tournament because a decent chunk of the league is there, and usually the people who are up for awards tend to be playing.
It's a good
wine
time.
Tournament.
Yeah, that's true.
Wine tournament's
just
the best
those,
thing ever.
Yeah.
It's hey, didn't we win the wine tournament
we
last
did,
session?
We
did.
Look at that. Really? Where's your belt?
Where's my belt? I think, didn't you give it to somebody who lost it?
No, I didn't do that. Topper did that.
Topper did that.
Devin
okay.
has it, and then he moved to, like, Atlanta. So
what
it's in Georgia.
Beautiful.
B's brother did just fly to Atlanta, though, so maybe
he's on a mission.
He's on
I would love to see this. Yeah.
We just send B's brother to Devin's house to get the belt.
Of course.
That actually has to happen.
Someone text him.
I love it. The Legends, 22, losing streak 19. Good game for losing streak. I mean, I know they lost again as they're trying to, like, prove they can hang with the top guys. Legends have been just stomping people the last couple weeks, and for them to be held to 22 points, I mean, that was obviously a very good game. I'm sure the rain played into it, so it's kind of a bummer, like, because it would have been really cool to just see these guys and not the elements.
Yeah, I saw just a couple minutes of it, and I must have watched, like, the worst 2 minutes from Legends' perspective, because I think I saw Joey Batts throw two picks in the span of, like, a couple minutes.
That sounds right.
And I turn around, and Legends was winning. I believe they won on, they took a one-point lead with 1 second left, and then on the last play, I think Losing Streak was trying to do something where they were going to have, like, Chris Nelson bomb it, I think. And then Heather sacked him in the end zone for a safety, and that was the last play.
Oh, really? No,
yeah, good for Heather.
That's pretty fun. So it was actually like 2019?
It was 20-19 until the last play, yeah.
That's crazy. I love that. All right, cool. So I'm glad that the games at the top of D1 are just all entertaining. There's not one of you guys just kind of like beating the shit out of everybody. Like,
yeah.
When our top division is pretty cool from top to bottom, that's when we have the best football going.
I just like that at this point, too, with Scared Hitless winning, everybody in D1 has a win at this point, which is awesome.
I was looking. Don't most teams have a win or at least a non-loss now?
In the entire league?
Yeah, there's not two. I think other than the two teams, there's two teams.
There's three undefeated teams left, and then as far as teams that haven't won a game, there might be like five. Yeah. I'd have to look.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Topper would have known that. He has his topper facts.
Exactly.
Topper
we miss Topper stats all the time, too. It's unbelievable. All right, we've done it long enough. ILF 43, Goatsack 23.
Do you want to start with Buckus?
Oh, I mean, I can. It's your show.
I would love
now.
To.
It's your show. All right, we're gonna.
No,
go.
She worked hard on those. Let's see.
She did work. Well, you know what? Because she actually took notes. Because I told her to take notes the week before, and she's doing it now. And she's the great.
I think you're gonna find out quickly why they had success.
So surprisingly, so before that, Garrett came in because he must have ref the game. So he has a little blurb on it too.
Okay.
ILF Goatsack was like that as well, meaning the back and forth, nothing really interesting to report. Goatsack kept leaving ILF girls wide open for big chunks, but I will say shout out to the ILF QB. He throws a good ball and looked comfortable.
He did.
On to Becca. Hold on, I gotta scroll. I love this is a thing. I don't even care. It's like people are here and they're not.
I love that this is the first week that an ILF quarterback is going to get recognition. This is going to be a fun plot twist for people.
Oh, boy.
Played at 12, ILF. Everyone came in yellow shorts. We all looked hot. New QB Ethan. He threw to everyone pretty evenly. Tom and Andrew had picks. Defense still needs some touch-ups and communication, but we all stuck together and had a great time. Also, I went to catch the ball, and it slipped out and hit my face. Had a bloody nose. It was hot.
She really did have a bloody nose.
Can you confirm it was hot?
Yes.
There you go.
But was even... This is... Andrew's going to hate me for this. But good. Andrew walked over... with his sleeve, mid-play, like we were waiting for the quarterback, and wiped it for her.
Aww.
Straight, takes care of his team.
That was nice.
Aww. It was. Very kind. Now you guys can start bashing him. Is that what's
going on? No, this is your turn. You didn't tell me what happened in the game.
So, can we start with Goatsack? Because their girls did a great job.
Yeah.
Like, a really, really good job. I don't know either of them. I don't know either of their names. There was more than one, but what stood out, there was a tall brunette.
Okay.
She did really well. She had a couple long ones. Beat me on one of them, which we're going to not really talk a lot about. And then there was a shorter woman there. Mm-hmm. Also don't know her name.
Okay.
But she...
I love it.
I know. I don't know them.
No, it's
but
fine.
She was really, really good. I mean, great hands, ran great routes. I was impressed. Obviously, we came out on top. With that one, but I wanted to give him a little recognition there.
Shout out to the no-names.
I'm so sorry, guys.
It's fine. They should be writing in and telling us these things. It's kind of
that's
on
true.
That.
Yeah, she just, her routes are real crisp. They're nice. I was impressed. Anyways, we started with a new QB. Same as Ethan.
Old QB wasn't cutting it, or what's the story there?
Yeah, why the change?
Old QB
I thought you believed in him.
Likes to play other positions.
What?
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So he won't do what's best for his team. Well, I guess he did.
He did, yeah. He's took a step back and let the young blood come in.
He really is a great receiver and defender, though.
He is.
Probably too great for D5, if we're being honest.
Oh, boy,
here we go.
Yeah. We're getting kicked out already. but, yeah, so it was Ethan's first game. He's new to Topper. He's my younger cousin.
I keep
wanting to call him Little, but...
He's
6'4", so I can't really call him my little cousin.
He looked awesome out there, too.
Yeah, he was very comfortable.
Yeah.
He did a really great job.
Forever.
Yeah.
Look at this bum.
What the?
I'm
distracted now. But, yeah, so we had a really good game. I can't even tell you who had the touchdowns. I know Mike had a couple. He had a couple deep balls from him, which was great. We had some interceptions. We just played a really, really good game. We looked good, and I think everyone felt good with it.
And obviously the rain didn't really affect you guys too much.
No, we did all right. And you know what? It wasn't raining that hard.
So that's what I kept hearing. Some people would text me and act like it was a Cat 5 hurricane going on here, and it's the worst feeling, worst fields and playing thing of all time. And other people were just like, yeah, it's raining, but it's sprinkling. We should just fucking play. It's just rain. It's football. You're supposed to play.
Yeah, that was a question we got all throughout the day, of course. It's like, well, are you guys thinking about canceling this? And it never reached the point where it was like, okay, this is too difficult to play in. This is going to be a sustained thing. It's going to fuck up our fields. We felt like it was okay, and we got through the day.
Yeah.
If anything, maybe the earlier games had a little bit more rain, but I felt like we were just getting like that mist.
Yeah.
Like I didn't feel like it was like a downpour on us at any point. So.
Well, I would guess that the 11 o'clock games might have been the worst. That's when I think it really was coming down.
And then it kind of like let up for the rest of the way. Okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right then. Well, congrats on your big victory. I'm very proud of
Thanks
you.
Thanks for You're coming for everyone.
Yeah. Is that your call out? Yeah. Nope, that's your call out.
Yeah.
She just said she's winning the championship. And if she doesn't, she will leave the team.
We're gonna. Oh, well.
Nope, sorry, that's what you said.
Listen, I've already dodged a bullet there. You know, if I didn't come today, I was getting kicked off, so.
Yeah.
So all of your testimony about how great your team was coerced.
Andrew. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, it wasn't.
Just kidding.
It's not because she meant it. That's why we don't see.
I love our team. And we all actually like each other, so it's pretty great.
It seems otherwise, based on these, like, things.
She's sliding up a note on the table that says, help. I'm a hostage on this team.
Andrew equals bad. Angry face. I wish I had Lenny to draw evil Andrew right now. That would be great. All righty, let's move on to 1 o'clock.
Oh, my God, I have a job.
Yes, you do.
1 o'clock. Eyes downtown, 19. Tight ends in motion, 8. Losing streak, 37. Gray hair, don't care, 16. Can't touch this, 49. Itches and O's, 19. Sausage McMuffins, which I also love that name, 39. Mm-hmm. And Pit Parade, 18.
All right, well, we have another Becca thing, because she reffed this game. She
Which
reffed
one?
The Sausage McMuffins Pit Parade game.
Oh, okay.
I believe it was Pit Parade who, in the second, have had Ray, a girl, throw for the team. They were down and possibly had no scores, but she was amazeballs. Lots of energy, and you should have her on the podcast sometimes. Sausages were up a lot, had lots of picks, deep drives in the rain, and good communication. QB was on fire and had a supportive team. Such great Becca notes. So what happened here was that with Nick Hawes basically bailing at, Thursday, I think I was like, hey, Jeff, we need a quarterback. Because the only other people on the team that can quarterback are, like, me and Dave Walter, and we were both gone. So the Pitterade peeps, they needed somebody. So I got Brian Orzo from Vaspin to throw for him. And it didn't really work out too well. I guess they threw a pick six on the first play, and then, like, another pick on the second play. And it just wasn't great. People were falling on in routes, and Sausage McMuffins were just picking them apart and picking it off. They were finding holes in the defense. Sausage McMuffins was everything we talked about last week. It's good as advertised. Pitterade, we don't know how to run routes yet. We don't really call plays because Nick Hawes doesn't call plays. So when somebody like Brian comes in who's like, here's the plays I need you to run, and they're like, what? Doesn't go that well. So needless to say, adding in the elements, it was, well, shitty. So, but the person she's talking about, Ray, is she's only played twice now because she's had, you know, life stuff going on. She played a couple weeks ago, and that's when she came in. She caught 2 touchdowns and threw 3, and now she came in and played quarterback again and threw more touchdowns because she's just a ridiculous human being. And what Becca said about her having the most ridiculous, like, energy and I would have her on the podcast all day. Like, I work with her. She's an insane human being. She used to be, like, the social media person for, like, NFL players and shit. Like, she's just really cool. Like, Ray is – she's a different animal. And, like, if she would hang out more, like, people would – fucking love her. So we might get her on here to just talk shit one day, but it has to be after she has like a really good game, because then it'll be fucking hilarious. But shout out to the McMuffins. Like I said, good game, good win, whatever. Can't touch this, 49. Itches and O's, 19. Shout out to Can't Touch This. They just keep rolling. I know Itches again was missing Steve, so that always hurts, but can't do much about not being able to stop Can't Touch This. Great for them. Losing streak gets back on the winning streak. After the loss to the Legends, they just kind of dunk on Gray Hair Don't Care, put up 37 just to get that win back from the loss early in the day. Eyes downtown, 19. Tight ends in motion, 8.
Yeah, the only comment I have from this was Eric Lockler said that they had a couple opportunities, and Jeff Farr put a stop to those. So I guess he was playing for Bobby and playing well.
He put a stop to them. I love that. That way. What else? Carrot told me something else, too. No, he didn't. We're good there. I think that's everything then. Nobody else told me anything about these games. Sorry, people. This is what you're going to get today. If you don't like it, do it yourself. Kidding. Let's move on to 2 o'clock.
Jabberonis, 38. Wanderers, 27, Baddies 41, Cobblestone 13, Gucci 35, Come From Behind 34, Southside 27, Mighty Drunks 18.
All right. So Baddies 41, Cobblestone 13. Garrett goes, Baddies versus Cobblestone featured plenty of subs for Cobblestone, including Ricky Recchio playing in his socks because he didn't have his cleats, so that was fun.
He left his bag of stuff on my bus.
Yeah.
And then I drove away because I had to leave early on Saturday. So, never knew they were on there. He never told me they were on there.
Why
I just drove off.
Know?
Why would I know that? So I did have somebody come to my house and pick them up so he would have them in time for his later game. But no, apparently he was playing barefoot or socks or whatever for Cobblestone.
Good I love that. Him. That's fun. Shout out to the Baddies for 41-13. That feels more like a gender team thrashing that we're more used to. Good for them to get their win. More important, well, Southside 27, Mighty Drunks 18, arguably the best team versus the worst team in D6, and Southside walked away with the win after kind of an upsetting loss last week.
Yeah, but closer than you think, considering Mighty Drunks haven't won a game yet, and Southside looks like they should never lose.
Yeah, definitely for sure. So shout out to the Drunks for that, for sticking with them. Jabronis 38, Wanderers 27, the first non-one-score game, and including a loss for the Wanderers, was slightly surprising. Like, so that's pretty cool.
Well, I guess it was really close. I think that the message I got on this, in fact, I've got it from Eric's text here, but I think it was like one-point game or something. I don't know. I'm doing a terrible job remembering this.
You're fine.
But there was like a 6-0 play that was like deflected right to like a girl on their team, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a close game until the very end that looks a little bit bigger than it is. But according to Eric, it was a really good game.
Good. Like, D3 is starting to like get closer now, so it's kind of exciting. Cause
yeah, I think D3 and D2 are like the best divisions right now, right?
Yeah, I would argue that that's pretty much it. I love that. And then, let's not sell D5 short, right? Gucci 35, Come From Behind 34. Kelly Kane leading Gucci to a win over the top team in the division. Gucci's, I think they might be the new top team in the division now, right?
Yeah, they might be number one in the standings after that.
They surpassed Come From Behind, which is awesome. It's great to see them. They're obviously playing better than they did the last time they were in the league. They had a couple rough patches their first go around, but now they kind of got together. They're stringing together some wins, and they're looking like a divisional. What?
Yeah, they just look good out there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch their games, it's Kelly's doing a fantastic job. She's got great, smart receivers. Every time I look over, they're making plays.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, and then we'll just finish up at 3:00 real quick.
The Untouchables 35, Practice Squad 0.
Yikes, B.
Yeah, that hurts. Let's Get Rock 27, Vaspian 27.
A tie. Of course. Why not? Is this our second straight week with a tie? Wasn't there a tie last week?
Yeah. It was,
well, that's no
I
fun.
I think Long Balls tied a game last week or something.
So that's what I'm talking about. So Vaspian didn't get their first win of the season, but they got their first non-loss of the season in this tie, which is exciting. Whatever. It's better than losing, isn't it? Do you really want to go 0-7-1, though? I don't know.
No, I mean, I guess it depends how it feels. If you come back from being down by a lot and you tie, it feels like a win.
Right.
If you're up by a bunch, it feels very different.
So it just keeps kind of pushing into the narrative, though, that D3 is getting
it's
pretty
even division. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's the 8 seed. Again, the 8 seed won the championship last year. People can't forget that.
Yeah.
But the 8 seed that did win looked a lot out of place, apparently. The Untouchables just did whatever they wanted to practice squad. Sorry, B. I don't know what happened. I know Burgess said they just went in.
B said that he played like shit. And in fact, when I was talking to Rags about the games afterwards, he was like, "Yeah, B looked like a worse Rex Grossman out there. Like, he was just trash." So I texted that to B, and he was like, "That's exactly right, man. I was a worse Rex Grossman. I was terrible." He just said he couldn't get a grip on the ball, and just everything was everything that could go wrong went wrong. So just an ass kicking.
That happens, though.
Yeah.
What type of ball are you supposed to use in the rain?
I think leather does better than composite.
Leather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So shouldn't every team just have one of each?
They should.
Logically?
Yeah. I mean, I've got one of each in my bag.
We've had this debate on our team.
And what'd you come up with?
Leather.
Leather?
The general consensus of our team is leather.
It's just so weird because some teams are like, I know some teams use the composite ball because it's softer and a lot of, if you don't have like.
The grip on that. Those composite balls are pretty crazy too.
Yeah,
you got a good one.
Right, and I know that like some quarterbacks are too scared to like whip a leather ball where it's heavier and harder at some of the females. Like, there's the ones you can catch and it's no problem, but the ones that you're just like, they're still figuring out, or maybe they're not that talented. They're worried that they're gonna like smash their face in, and they end up Becca'd where their blood is everywhere or something because they couldn't catch the ball, and then you're scared for it. So, it's interesting. What do you prefer?
I like composite on a good day.
Yeah,
I just. I can only speak from my experience, but like Mike Thomas can throw either one of them just fine, and I think that for receivers, it's easier to catch a composite ball.
I think that's
so. Right. If it's not really in the quarterback's head and he doesn't care, I'd rather use the composite.
Noted. Okay, well, that was super fun. All right, so we have some time to fill. We got to bullshit some other stuff. My only question to you would be, like, we kind of touched on, like, what divisions have been pretty cool, what's been going on. Who out there has been, like, surprising you a bit?
Who's been surprising? I mean,
I know.
Andrew?
Is that surprising?
Well.
That's not surprising.
Oh.
It's not a surprise to me that Puckett is doing well. It's a surprise to me that, yeah, exactly.
Well.
It's a surprise to me how dominant they are in D4. Like, they were really good last session. We shouldn't be shocked that they're, like, undefeated at the top of their division. But these games aren't close. Like, they're just brutalizing people. And that is surprising to me. Because I think there's a lot of talent in D4. I would think that these games would be closer, at least.
Where did, what time during the game did, like, the incident happen with the stoppage and everything?
So, I can tell you it was early, and I can tell you that passing while intoxicated was winning 6-0 when that happened.
But again,
if we reschedule it, that's a 0-0.
Oh, yeah, no, of course that is. I just wanted to know where they were at, because you were going to say, like, oh, Puck was up 40-12, so it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that was crazy. So what you're saying is that the team that we were thinking, hey, maybe they can slow down Puckett, was starting to, and then, of course, nothing.
Yeah.
They got to replay the game at this point, so that'll be interesting. I don't know what else is really exciting.
I don't know. You're talking about, like, what teams are surprising. I'm just looking at the standings right now, right? So Gucci's leading D5. Is that surprising? A little bit.
Yeah, I would say that is too.
Right?
I
thought they'd be fine. I didn't think that they'd be. So they're the only team in D5 right now with only one loss. So that's pretty good. D5, I think, is the only division where every team has won a game or lost a game.
Oh, no.
Everybody else has either an undefeated team or a winless team. So D5, you know, everyone's got on both sides of the win-loss column.
Do you think anybody goes undefeated for the whole season?
No, well, there's only a few teams left that can, right? So Puckett All-Stars, they've got a good chance.
A very good chance.
Sausage McMuffins, I don't know. Did they already play Southside?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I mean, it's possible that they lose. I could see that. And then Sticky Bandits are the only other one.
Yeah.
Where they're absolutely going undefeated.
Well, you have, yeah.
Okay. I have to say that.
The Crow Line is always
there.
Of course, no bias at all.
That's the one thing with Sausage McFuddins that I came back with, is that some of the players on the team. So Pat Mancuso, he finally made his comeback. If you remember, he played one game of Breakfast Club for us, hurt his shoulder, and then didn't play the rest of the season because he was screwed. But ended up winning a Breakfast Club championship out of it. He proudly, at least once a week, will wear his blue Breakfast Club shirt from last year around the office.
Love it.
He loves it. Yeah, he's so glad to be back finally. And he was playing, he's like, if people just stayed in their zones, we would have done a lot better. Because he said that, like, as good as the McMuffins have been, the quarterback is just throwing very pickable balls.
Yeah, yep.
But he just couldn't get to the spots because he'd leave somebody else wide open. So if people are staying in their spots a little bit,
sure,
maybe that, like, the McMuffins just... I think the McMuffins will get to, what, like, 6-0, I think it is, before they play Southside. And then they play the other good team, I think. Is it Grass Eaters they're going to play? Like, those will be really fun games.
Yeah, there are teams that are good enough to beat them. So if you're saying who's going to go undefeated, I guess Puckett's probably got the best odds, right?
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. You're not wrong about it. I love that Scared Hitless won one game. They jumped up 3 spots in the standings.
Yeah, isn't that exciting for them?
It is. So is practice squad in trouble?
I thought they were in trouble last season, right, when they were number eight seed and then they won the championship.
He's not in trouble.
No?
He's not in trouble.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, look, I mean, this was if they were getting beat 35-0 every week, they'd be in trouble. But they played, you know, what is it, 4 close games
and then
one ass kicking.
During a downpour.
Yeah, during a downpour. Conditions are different. So, I don't know. I wouldn't say they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Put it this way, they're not getting one of those first-round buys in D2. We know that much.
No. So the Cunning Stunts have only played 3 games so far. How is
and
that
they've
possible?
Won one.
How is that possible?
That's scheduling.
Really? Is that what they've, like, requested? Or is that just the way
it's either that they requested to have certain bye weeks, or when we put the schedule together, then we go through and say, all right, what are your opponents' requests? So maybe all of the weeks where we had them scheduled to play teams, those teams asked for a bye week, and we had to move them around.
Oh, that's such a pain in the ass.
It is. There's no way around it.
No, there's not. Yeah, I don't think the Creakers are going to win a game, so I don't think every team's going to win one.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you look at D6, too, I mean, Mighty Drunks back that pass up. I mean, are either of those teams going to win one? I mean, one of them should. They're going to play each other.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to tie.
Yeah, they're going to tie.
They're 100% going to tie. That's super funny. Tutties are doing well. You like seeing that as well. I thought Blitzkrieg would be a little bit better, but...
Yeah, I don't get why they're not. I mean, they're such a good team on paper. I mean, they're doing fine. They're 3-2.
Right, of course. It's not like they're bad. But it's just like, you can't think they'd be doing... I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right, that was fun. Anyway.
When's the party?
Which party?
The summer party. We always have, like,
a
little
tournament.
Summer...
We don't always have a summer thing. That's what we were just talking about.
No.
Are you hosting it?
Oh, you mean Lenny and Ramir Day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lenny and Ramir Day is, was it June 10th? I want to say June 10th. We just looked this up the other day. Hold on a second. I'll tell you right now.
That's true.
So I did put it on the homepage of the website.
See,
Lenny and
Ramir
Day is... It is June 10th.
Interesting.
It's the last week of regular season, June 10th. Plan to hang out here all day. Hopefully we have nice weather.
Are That's going
to
be a linear day.
Yeah, we'll do stuff.
What stuff do you want to do?
That's a great question. I always like the dunk tank.
The dunk tank is pretty cool.
Yeah, that I think that's fun. Cool. And also, like, we have the resources to do other stuff all the time, and we just don't, right? Like, there's right. cornhole. We can get, like, games going, like, you know, flip cup, slip and slide, like, all that stuff. All that stuff is
Lemire Lenny Day cornhole tournament.
Yeah.
Damn it.
There's I'll bring the cutouts. You know B's brother cutout is going to be there.
Or maybe just B's brother will be there.
Maybe.
Get Punk and the Clown here. Get Topper here.
Yeah, we'll think of some stuff. Topper better be here for that.
I know, right?
Didn't you say something to me, like, the two girl teams are playing that game, or that day, too?
Are they? I don't think I said that.
It was definitely you. We talked about it. Maybe not.
How do you forget?
I have no idea
who
was playing on that day.
If it was,
guess we'll figure it out.
Yeah. We can figure that out. Yeah. Lenny Ramirez Day will, of course, be awesome. So, again, if you have nothing to do on June 10th, don't, like, schedule something to do before or after. We'll be here, hopefully, again. We'll have great weather, and we'll just get messed up.
It's a great day.
That sounds like the day that, like, the bar is going to screw up and end up having, like, a wedding here, and we'll have to be out by 5.
I'll talk to them.
That does sound like exactly. Yeah, we're going to talk to them before we leave, guys. Yeah, we'll make sure of that so that doesn't happen. Anything else that we really want to touch on? I mean, I don't know. I know that Garrett wanted me to shout out the referees because everybody who scheduled a ref made it, sat through that awful weather. Like, yeah, I know they're getting paid to be there. It is not worth getting paid there to be dunked on water for hours and hours. But everybody did it. Nobody, like, complained. Nobody did anything too shitty. So, shout out to the refs from Garrett. He appreciates all of you, as he makes pretty clear in most of his emails anyway, so that's cool. Let's roll on. Let's do our winners and losers. We'll just start off with winners. You get to go first. Sorry, that's just where you're sitting.
You just want to call me out like that?
Yes, I do, actually.
So I was, before I even knew I was going to be here, because that happened about an hour and a
half
ago.
Andrew told you were coming on, yes, I know.
Yeah, yeah, forced me.
Did he tell you who your winner is? Did he, like, make that choice for you?
Yes, is your winner Andrew? Because that'll be fucking furious.
No, my winner is not a person. I was sitting down having a beer after my game, and I said to myself, the winner of the week should be all these tents they put up. Because this is fantastic back here now.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Not only does it look great, but the extra coverage... it came in clutch.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tense.
That's the first time we've actually had that as a winner.
Yeah,
for all the dumb shit we've had as winners over the years, that's
a good one.
First time.
Listen, these were not always here. We were all, like, packed in here or the back room or had to come inside. It looks great out there.
It does. There's nice flowers and everything. It's pretty. They're doing well.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for your winner?
I think you know what my winner is, right? Am I going to steal it if you don't say it? I mean, it's all of the people that helped out in the medical incident.
You get to say it.
Yeah, so it's Amanda, it's Ashley, it's Heidi, it's whoever else was there. We had a whole squad of people holding umbrellas up over this guy while he was down.
It's insane.
Just everybody that volunteered to step up and help out. Stoner Dave, Frank Ladico, Jeremy, just anybody that was nearby and was asking, like, hey, how can I help in this situation? So there were all kinds of winners to go around this week.
Yeah, it sounded a lot like people who could have helped, even if their games are going on, they just ran off, didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, I know the games had to keep going, so, like, you're not like an ass if you were keep playing or whatever.
Well, I can tell you this. The two fields that were directly next to the incident, both of those games stopped.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, everyone said, like, hey, you know, what do you want us to do? What's the appropriate thing to do?
Yeah, that's actually
here?
A good thing to talk about, right?
Yeah. So we did have that discussion with all of them. Once it kind of seemed like, all right, the guy's talking, like, maybe it's not, you know, like a horrible ending to this situation, we kind of just paused to make sure all the emergency vehicles could get out. And then after that, you know, we kind of resumed.
Which is why it's important, like we talked about on a past podcast, to keep those lanes open. I know we were bitching about people who were, like, blocking it.
Yep.
So thank goodness that, you know, that's exactly why.
Yes.
That's proven our point for us in a shitty way to do so, but it happened. Like, keep that lane open so we can just get it in there as soon as possible.
You know, I also don't remember who called 911 in that moment. It might have been Garrett. I really just don't recall, but whoever called 911, I'm sorry that I don't remember. It was obviously a lot going on in that moment, but
yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna give a shit for a freaking interview.
Sure, but really, just a big thank you to everybody that stepped in and helped out in that situation.
Awesome. My winner of the week, since I didn't have anybody really here, Becca sort of stole it from me with her notes, but it'd be Ray from Pitterade. She is really, really good, and because she played football before in high school or whatever when she was younger, and so she knows kind of what she's doing, but she doesn't know how to play this game, and she already has, like, great hands, talent. And again, she can throw. She can, like she was scrambling and, like, hit a touchdown, like, a guy standing in the end zone. She had him sit there, never looked once to him, waited till the defender ran away out of her peripheral and threw it without looking for a touchdown,
that's
I guess.
Beautiful.
And
what team is that again?
That's Pitterade. It's in D6. They're green.
I want to watch one.
Yeah, she's when she's there, she's fun. People should definitely see her play because she is just – She's everything you want in a character for the league. She's spectacular. So shout out to her. She won't listen to this, so it doesn't matter. I'll just tell her that I talked about her and said she was awesome. So that was that. Losers of the week, if we really want to get into it, you're up.
I only have one pet peeve that I have when I'm here.
That you didn't bring your pig again?
People leaving garbage.
I love it. It's every week.
It drives me nuts. I came here in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say it's last week and this week's pet peeve. And there was garbage all over still.
I'll do it.
Like, pick up your shit. It's not hard.
Yeah, we're supposed to do our job to, you know, make sure that we're not absolutely trashing the fields. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, you know, if there's, like, you know, a bottle here or there or whatever, like, yes, the bar is supposed to go out and, like, take care of the fields and make sure that, you know, the last stuff is cleaned up. But we need to do a better job of, you know, making sure that it isn't entirely their responsibility.
Yeah, it almost gets to the point. We're getting to a point where somebody's saying this on every podcast, which means it's happening nearly weekly. I understand that it was rainy and shitty. Yeah. I don't know that other jazz. But maybe it's like a time for the old captain's email. Like, hey, guys, stop being scumbags.
Yeah.
So you're 100% right. People do that all the time.
And I know I've heard it before myself, but I can't tell you how many times I've stayed. Like, if I'm there later, I'm walking around picking that stuff up. You know, it's kind of silly. It doesn't need to happen.
It's brutal. Jeff, what do you got?
I think whenever I don't have, like, a real loser of the week, I just default to Hogan because he still hasn't been here. You know, I miss Hogan. I love Hogan. He was going to rough for us, and, you know, I hope that he still does. But, like, you know, he was just a merry guy, you know, just hanging out at the fields, talking shit. I love Hogan. I wish he were out here every week, but I haven't seen him. So, Hogan, you're my loser.
Hogan, stop being such a bum, man. I feel like he still listens to the podcast even though he's not here. It's so dumb. Sorry. So, my loser of the week is apparently Matt Keita. So I wasn't here, but it was giving to me a text message while I was in Boston. Was just, let me just see where it was really quickly. Ba-dum-bum-bum. From an anonymous person. Can you put the free ballers on blast? Garbers and Coach Jay got screamed at the entire game by Keita, as always, every single play. It's the most stressful game ever. People have talked to him. He's still freaking out. It still won't stop. If it was his team, he would have cut this guy a long time ago. The point is, it is pouring rain out. If you are screaming, now I didn't see it, but if somebody has to go the extra mile to text to tell people to stop being dicks on the field so I can, you know, put it in this podcast, maybe you're being a little bit too much of a dick. Don't scream at the refs, especially in a rainy, shitty day. They don't want to be there in the first place.
No one's having fun,
for you to just yell the whole time, like, it's terrible. And I don't love to hear that. So my loser of the week, if that is true, and I can't see how it wouldn't be, Mackey, your loser of the week. Stop screaming at refs, man. Don't you ever learn? Like, come on, dude. Like, I don't get it. He's one of those guys that, off the field, he is so nice. I love hanging out with him. Like, Pitterade was hanging out with him and his wife the whole time last time, and it was great. But then you hear that stuff, and it's like, what are you doing, man? So cut it the fuck out. It's not hard. All right, we'll move on to our final thoughts so we can get out of here for the worst podcast we've ever had. Just kidding. It's not your fault.
It better not be my fault.
It was actually the fault of the perfect storm of I'm not here. Jeff had to leave halfway through the day. We don't have a constant female, like, co-host who would have to, like where Emily Schilling or Curry would have scooped people up.
Sure.
That didn't happen. Nobody was watching games because the rain was shitty. We had, you know, a massive medical event go on. So, yeah, pretty much the perfect storm of bullshit.
This was the worst week. Yeah, even absolutely. I usually will watch more games and I have a little bit, you know, I know what's going on out there for the most part. Mm-hmm. I had nothing.
Yeah, it's
nothing
terrible.
This week,
and that was terrible. So we'll figure that out. We'll do a better one next week, probably. It's not you, I think. Go on.
We'll find out.
We'll see what your final thought is.
My
final save it
thought.
She doesn't have one. There it is.
Yeah. Goodbye. We're done.
Deuces.
I want to give credit to you guys, really. It's a huge league. There's a lot of people in it.
Crazy,
and
right?
I think it's always one run really well. The fact that you guys had everything prepared, you know, just to take care of us if something, God forbid, happened. I mean, yeah, it's two-hand touch, but we're playing football. Obviously, mm-hmm. that wasn't football related, but it's important to have everything in order and have everything organized and, you know, have our safety in your minds as well. And not only with that, you know, you guys got the podcast and the Godfather and the, what's the other one? Sentinel. Yeah, you guys always keep up and it's always there and it's a lot to run. So thank you guys.
No problem. We get a lot of help.
We do get a lot of help.
So much help.
And speaking of help, I'll actually revisit my winner's point from earlier, talking about all the people that helped out in that situation. And I left out one name, but it's an important one, which was Topper, who actually, after the incident last year, he was the one that bought that AED device, you know, that that they used when the incident happened. And, you know, that could be the difference between life and death.
Yeah.
And that was just, you know, Topper making a decision like, hey, we have to have this here, so I'm going to spend my own money and buy this. So, Topper, appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had, like, there was a long period where we didn't have any reason for an ambulance to be here.
Right.
Like, we just didn't. I mean, we've had broken bones and stuff like that, and, you know, we've had incidences in the past. This isn't new, even though it feels new, because when you take 4 or 5 years off of something like this, you kind of just forget it ever happens. Or new people come to the league and they never experienced it. So this isn't, I won't say it's uncommon, but you know what I mean? Like, it's happened before.
Sure.
Yeah, things
and
are going
to
happen.
And now we get big ones, you know, back-to-back years, and it's just so crazy. So,
and the craziest thing, too, is that, like, you know, a lot of these things, like, they're not football things, right? Like, we understand that there's an inherent risk of people running around. Two people can smack into each other. Like, you understand stuff like that. But when you just have a couple different unrelated incidents of people just, like, collapsing, it's like, wow, you know, you don't think about that.
It's scary.
And then, like, you got the Hamlin thing happening around the same time.
Right.
It's like, wow, this is
just
you know,
dumb shit.
It's just scary, yeah.
And then, well, because that's what Amanda said when I was talking to her about it. Because, again, she was on the team with him. And she said thought he was screwing around doing, like, a mudslide type thing. And then she realized, he's not turning over, what the fuck? And then that's when she realized what was going on and everything happened. Craziness. Almost glad I wasn't there, because, like, it's just insane. I don't know what you were going through. That's why the first thing I did was people started texting me about it, and then the next thing I did was text Jeff. I was like, hey, man, how you doing, bud?
Yeah, right.
I was like, it takes a toll on it, you know?
Sure.
Like, when you, I won't say, I guess when you, like, run the league, you know, everybody is kind of like your kid. They're on you, you know, and you care about everybody, and then all of a sudden you see this happening, and you feel like, the way I feel is, like, almost like, even though it has nothing to do with it, it's like we almost failed somebody for like a second.
Sure.
Nothing to do with it, but it's just such a weird place that your brain goes, where you're like,
it's
our job to make sure everybody has a great time and has the best time in their lives.
That's exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're already feeling bad because it's raining. Because you're like, man, I wish it'd be a perfect sunny day. This is my fault somehow.
No, none of these things we can control, but you're right. At the same time, like, you know, we want to put on a great product. We want people to come to football and have the time of their lives every week. And every time we don't deliver that for whatever reason, like, you know, obviously that takes a toll on us.
Right. So that's kind of like where I'm at with my final thought, as I'm half saying it anyway, is just like, I've said this before, it's been my final thought maybe most of the time. It's just that this feels like a family. It is my family. You guys are my family. My family expands every time we have a session. I meet new people. Old people come back in my life. There's people I'm hanging out with, going out with, like, people going to birthday parties, you know, weddings, kids' birthdays, whatever you want to call it at this point. We've seen it all, and it's really cool that even now, like, newer people are still sticking around, and now they're just ingrained into our culture, and now you're seeing the next wave of new people sticking around. Like, the bar has been awesome this year. Like, it just has been. In years past,
we haven't had great weather either, so.
Nope. Since the COVID years, like, I know people were just, like, getting used to, like, leaving right after their game and stuff, or that's just what they thought people would do, and now more people are like, oh, yeah, let's hang out at the bar. There's a whole bunch of people over there. Holy shit, let's go there, and it's been really cool. I see new teams all the time hanging out there all the time. Like, you get your usuals. You get TMA is always there. You know, Legends are always there. Sticky Bandits are always there. You know, Come From Behind's always around. The Kellers are always there. But now I'm seeing, like, you know, like, we saw Gotek for a while, or, like, Gucci's the Wanderer stick around sometimes, or, like, Pit Parade. All my new friends, like, they're not sticking around just because me and Dave are feeding them shots. It's because Dave's feeding them shots. But jokes aside, like, new people are sticking around, and they're just like, this is awesome. I love this. This is how I want to spend my Saturdays. And for people to be making that conscious decision kind of means we're doing something right, and that really makes me feel good. It's good inside. So,
For sure.
That is kind of it. Thank you for coming on in such short notice.
Thank you for having me.
Even if you were forced to be here, I'm glad you're here because I love you.
Andrew didn't know how much I like you guys.
Well, he didn't. Yeah. So we don't like him, but it's fine. Jeff, as always, thank you. You're the best. If people want to be on this podcast, because we rushed it. I mean, we had to.
Yeah.
If people want to be on, like, please let me know.
I came from a lawnmower.
You did. You
literally
had to cut grass.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to be on, please let me know, because we got to figure this out next week. I'm going to talk to you as soon as it shuts off, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have to record on fucking Wednesday next week if we can. So we'll figure it out with the holiday and all this other nonsense coming in. It's going to be fun. Hopefully it'll be sunnier. Hopefully it'll be a good Memorial Day weekend. We'll have a bunch of people around, although historically the holiday weekend is when people are always short and et cetera, et cetera. So whatever. We'll play football. We'll get through it. It's weird. Like, halfway through the season already. It just feels like it feels like it just started.
Yeah.
But it's fun. We'll see you guys out there. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you. We'll catch you at the fields. See you later. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Incredible thoughts. Incredible mind. I'm so overwhelmed. How did my brain of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time.
Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun duck to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.